Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Stress Makes Soldiers. Ever feel like you're navigating life on a tightrope, balancing pressure, expectations, and your own inner world? You know that feeling when you just need a moment to breathe, a space where it's okay to be vulnerable and authentic. Well, today we're diving deep into the importance of creating safe spaces for mental health growth because let's face it, life throws curveballs, and sometimes we all need a little refuge. Now, I'm not talking about hiding under the covers with Netflix marathons, although that's occasionally valid. I'm talking about cultivating environments, both physical and emotional, where you can truly be yourself, explore your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and allow yourself to heal and grow. Think of it like building a mental oasis, a sanctuary where you can recharge, reflect, and come back stronger. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own mental haven. 1. Embrace imperfection. First things first, let go of the pressure to be perfect. Life's messy, we all stumble, and that's okay. Creating a safe space starts with accepting yourself, flaws and all. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's the foundation of authentic connection and growth. Think of it like this. Imagine telling your best friend everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, without fear of judgment. That's the kind of open and honest environment you want to cultivate within yourself. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them for their struggles, right? So why do we often fall into that negative self-talk trap? Be your own cheerleader. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for learning and growth. 3. Surround yourself with positive influences. You know the saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, it holds true for our mental well-being too. Seek out relationships with people who lift you up, support your goals, and create a space where you feel comfortable being yourself. This doesn't mean ditching those who challenge you. Constructive criticism is valuable, but prioritize connections that nourish your soul. 4. Set boundaries. Remember, it's okay to say no even to well-meaning requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Setting clear boundaries protects your mental space and allows you to prioritize what truly matters. Think of it like guarding your own personal castle. You get to choose who enters and how they interact within your walls. 5. Make time for self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about engaging in activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or practicing mindfulness, make time for the things that recharge your batteries and leave you feeling refreshed and grounded. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that friend who always seems to have their act together, radiating positivity and calm? Well, I bet they still face challenges, anxieties, and moments of doubt. The difference is, they've created safe spaces both internally and externally where they can process those feelings without shame or judgment. Maybe it's a morning meditation routine, a weekly therapy session, or simply a quiet corner in their home where they can retreat for some me time. They know that prioritizing their mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. Now, I want you to take a moment and think about your own life. Where are those safe spaces? Are there areas where you need to create more nurturing environments? Remember, building a mental haven is an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and self-awareness. But trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. So go forth and build your own mental oasis. Embrace vulnerability, practice self-compassion, surround yourself with positive influences, set those boundaries, and make time for self-care. You deserve a space where you can truly thrive, grow, and blossom into your best self. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these messages. Together, let's spread the word about the importance of creating safe spaces for mental health growth. Until next time, keep those heads held high and those hearts open. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of Stress Makes Soldiers.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.